Anyway, in case you hadn't noticed, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month across the UK, and you've probably seen the explosion of pink in the shops. And I do think it's a real shame that we don't have blue everywhere for men's cancers. I think there's something to be done there, chaps. Come on, get sorted. Anyway, breast cancer is still the most common cancer in the UK. It affects around 45,000 women and around 300 men every year. And although survival rates are improving year on year, there are thousands of people who still lose their lives to breast cancer. And often this is because hormone blocking treatments such as tamoxifen or anastrozole stop working after a while. Now, Cancer Research UK's Professor Charles Coombs is a leading breast cancer researcher at Imperial College in London. And I went to find out more about the role of hormones in breast cancer and some of the promising new treatments he and his team are developing.
Hormones, mainly estrogen, drives breast cancer cells to divide. So it acts as a sort of fertilizer for breast cancer cells. And tamoxifen has been the standard way that people have tried to block estrogen action, because tamoxifen is an anti-estrogen. So it prevents estrogen from gaining access to the cells to cause the cells to divide. The problem is that more than half of breast cancers eventually become insensitive to tamoxifen. And so the first drug that we developed was, a drug that would work after tamoxifen has exerted its action and worked. And that class of drugs are called aromatase inhibitors. And those drugs are drugs such as Arimidex, exemestane, letrozole, those sorts of drugs. They're all inhibitors of estrogen synthesis. Under those circumstances, what happens is that a cancer cell becomes resistant to tamoxifen by overexpressing the estrogen receptor, and the way to make those cancer cells die is to withdraw estrogen completely. If you withdrew estrogen after tamoxifen treatment, you could get a lot of cancer cells to die that had become resistant to tamoxifen.
And that's what these aromatase inhibitors do.
Exactly. So what we've been trying to understand is, why do breast cancer cells become resistant to aromatase inhibitors? This has been the next big challenge. And after about 15 years of work, we now think that we understand the mechanism. What happens is that various other signaling pathways in the breast cancer cell, as it were, impinges on the estrogen receptor. So it increases its sensitivity. So this is a hypersensitized estrogen receptor. Now, aromatase inhibitors, although they stop the body from making estrogen and lower the estrogen very significantly, often by as much as 99%, they don't actually reduce it by 100%. But this low level of persistent estrogen can be amplified, the effect of that can be amplified by various other enzymes which can be used to target in breast cancer. So one enzyme that we've recently discovered that does this is something called CDK7, and we now, over the last 2 years, have developed a specific inhibitor for CDK7 which prevents the activation of the estrogen receptor. So that drug is now being optimized and will be, we hope, available for women whose cancer cells have become resistant to aromatase inhibitors. Another route that we have gone down, and which has already produced a drug which is now being tested throughout Europe, is in looking for other sources of this residual tiny percentage of estrogen that remains after aromatase inhibitors have been used. It turns out that breast cancer cells can bypass the aromatase pathway by using a storage form of estrogen.
So it's a bit like having a spare tank of estrogen hidden away.
Exactly, in a storage form called estrogen sulfate. And there's an enzyme called estrogen sulfatase which cleaves the sulfate off, thus liberating the estrogen. And so it's a very clever way that the breast cancer cells use this enzyme to liberate estrogen, which can then sit on the receptor even when aromatase inhibitors are being used, and then drive the cancer cell to divide.
So how do you try and combat the actions there?
Right, well, it's taken, again, about 15 or 20 years of work, mainly by chemists, again, Cancer Research UK supported, at Bath University and at Imperial College have made the first inhibitor of this enzyme. There hasn't been any inhibitor up to date, but this new drug has now been tested by our group here and has been found to completely abolish the enzyme activity. And this is the drug that's in trials in patients with breast cancer whose cancers have become resistant to aromatase inhibitors.
And that was Professor Charles Coombs from Cancer Research UK at Imperial College talking about the promising role of enzyme inhibitors that alter the activity of oestrogen on breast cancer.